Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Ches and parak Aleph Mishnah Tes. Parak Aleph Mishnah Ches is going to be continuing our discussion regarding the various prohibitions of asking a non-Jew to do work for a Jew on Shabbos itself, another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, a nosnin oros la'abdan, before Shabbos, a person, you can't give the animal skin to a non-Jewish tanner for tanning, v'lo kelim l'koveis ovid kochavim, or clothes to a non-Jewish dry cleaner or launderer for washing, elik de sheye osu mi be'od yom, unless there is enough time for them to be done while it is still Friday before Shabbos has begun. Both of these are malachos. Tanning is a malacha, one of the lamites malachos. Kvisa, cleaning and laundering is one of the malachos as well. And therefore, you're not allowed to have an non-Jew do those for you on Shabbos itself, unless you give it to him with enough time on Friday to do it before Shabbos has begun. We're going to, according to him, if the non-Jew does not have enough time to finish the job before Shabbos, and he therefore might do some of it on Shabbos itself, it appears that perhaps the Jew had asked him to do it on Shabbos, which is not allowed. However, it says the Mishnah, uvechulon beis hillel matirin im hashemesh. But in all of these cases, from the very beginning of this discussion, where we were discussing the various dyes and so on of shvisas kelim, all the way until now, when we're discussing this case of giving something to the non-Jew, says the Mishnah, beis hillel permits all of these activities as long as the sun is still up on Friday, as long as Shabbos has not yet begun, as long as it is still before Shabbos, you're allowed to do all of these things, start the process of having your kelim do work for you, as we discussed previously. You're allowed to give it to the non-Jew, like we're discussing now. As long as it's still Friday, we're not concerned, says Beis Hillel, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, that we're lenient, and you can still do these things, give them to the non-Jew. You can give it, you have to bring your dry cleaning to the dry cleaners. You can give it to them right before Shabbos, says Beis Hillel. You don't have to wait until it's earlier in the day, so they have time to do it on Shabbos itself. Continuing now with Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes, as the Mishnah is going to describe for us a situation where the view of Beis Shammai was actually followed. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Noagin hayu Beis Abba, it was the practice, it was the minhag, in the house of my father, Shayu Nosnin Kli Lavan, Lekoves Oved Kochav, Shayu Nosnin Kli Lavan, Lekoves Oved Kochavim, Shloshi Yamim, Kodim LaShabbos. They would give white clothing to a launderer, to a dry cleaner who is serving idols, who is not Jewish, 3 days before Shabbos, so that the laundering could be completed before Shabbos itself. And even though we learned previously that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, namely, the clothing may be given to a non-Jewish launderer even right before Shabbos itself, Rabbi Gamliel's family conducted themselves in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai, namely, you have to give it on Friday with enough time for that work to be done before Shabbos begins. And as the Bar Tanura explains, that the reason why we're specifying white clothing is because white clothing even requires more work, more effort. So it's not enough to give it to the launderer in the morning of Friday, but they took 3 days before Shabbos on Wednesday already. That's when they gave in the dry cleaning to, because at the end of the day, they followed the opinion of Beis Shammai, not the opinion of Beis Hillel. They have to give it to the non-Jewish dry cleaner well before Shabbos has begun. Now we're going to conclude the Mishnah with an opinion, with a case in a situation where both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. Says the Mishnah, Vishavan Elu Ve'elu, both these and those, meaning both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shetoanim Koros Beis Habad Ve'igule Hagas. You may place beams of the olive press on olives, or a similar type of disc of the wine press on grapes. You're trying to crush the olives, you're trying to crush the grapes to make either olive oil or to make wine, and so on and so forth. But both Beis Shammai, meaning both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, meaning even Beis Shammai, holds that you're allowed to do this right before Shabbos, because these are Isurim Midirabanan, that pressing the olives on Shabbos or pressing the grapes on Shabbos would only be rabbinically prohibited. And therefore, even though Beis Shammai normally holds that there is this idea, there is this notion, there is this concept of Shvisas Kelim, you can't allow your utensils to do work for you on Shabbos itself, but that's only when it comes to Malachos Min HaTorah, that if it's a Malacha that you'd be liable on a Torah level for, that's in one of the lamentous malachos, that you can't do according to Beis Shammai. But even Beis Shammai would say that if it's a midrabbanan, if it's a din on a rabbinic level, if it's a rabbinic law, then you would be allowed to have your utensils do that right before Shabbos as well, and even if it's continuing on Shabbos itself. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, quoted the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding whether or not you can only give either hides to a tanner or clothing to a non-Jewish launderer for washing, whether it's right before Shabbos. Can you do that? Beis Hillel says you can. And Beis Shammai says, no, you have to wait until the non-Jew has enough time to do the work before Shabbos has begun. Can a non-Jew do work for you on Shabbos? We're concerned that people are going to think, oh my gosh, that you told him to do it on Shabbos itself, and therefore you have to give him time to do it before Shabbos has begun. Again, Beis Hillel says, no, as long as it's still Friday, you can give it to him at that point in time. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes told us that even though we Paskin normally like Beis Hillel, namely, that you can give it to them as long as you can give it to the non-Jew, even if it's before Shabbos. You can have your kalim, your utensils do work for you as long as you start the process before Shabbos. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was of the opinion, his family maintained, that they would still be strict like Beis Shammai. They would give their white clothing to a launderer 3 days before Shabbos to make sure that it was certainly going to be done before Shabbos began, in line with the opinion of Beis Shammai in the previous Mishnah. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree that the idea of Shvisas Kelim would not apply in a situation where the Melachas Midirabanan. So, for example, or be using beams or discs to crush the olives or the grapes, that you could even do as long as you started before Shabbos. That could continue on Shabbos because that malacha is only rabbinic, and then for Beis Shammai would even say, no, that it's fine that you could do that on Shabbos itself, assuming that you started it before Shabbos. Have a great day.